Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Wiggly in Walt Disney World, an original story co-written for you by Daniel Hines and me, Amanda Weldon. Today's episode was made in partnership with and sponsored by Walt Disney World Resort, the most magical place on Earth. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Wiggly in Walt Disney World. Once upon a time, a girl named Molly was worried about her loose tooth. She was worried in that uncomfortable, butterflies-in-the-belly sort of way. Sure, all kids lose teeth, she knew that, but this tooth was different. First, it was one of the front ones, smack dab in the middle of her smile. She couldn't help but see it in the mirror, hanging crookedly while she was brushing. She couldn't help prodding it idly with her tongue when she was thinking, and she definitely couldn't help but feel it wiggle when she was eating. Her parents kept telling her to just ignore it, that it would fall out on its own, but none of their teeth were so wiggly that they could almost spin all the way around, so it was easy for them to say. A wiggly front tooth was only half of it, though. The other reason Molly had butterflies in her stomach had more to do with excitement. A big, bubbly excitement that she had been thinking about all month at school and still barely believed was happening. Her family was going to Walt Disney World Resort. Well, actually, they were almost already at Walt Disney World Resort. They had arrived in Orlando on a plane the night before and stayed the night at the resort, and now they were on the monorail, which was sort of like a train that rode on one big track in the air. It was pretty cool, especially to Molly's little brother Mason, who loved trucks and trains. "Molly, we're almost there! We're almost there!" He grabbed her cheeks and kissed her on the forehead, making her giggle despite the wiggly tooth and butterflies in her belly. Molly had heard that little brothers could be annoying sometimes, but Mason was so little that most of the time he was just cute still, even when he was giving her sloppy forehead kisses. Mason loved Buzz Lightyear the best, and he'd specifically worn his Space Ranger t-shirt so he could show it off when he met Buzz. He'd been talking about it ever since the trip was planned.
"All right, team, let's make a game plan. We want to make sure we hit all the sights everyone wants to see. What should we do first?"
Dad asked, looking at the colorful park map unfolded in his lap.
"Meet Buzz Lightyear!"
Mason hollered, practically bouncing up and down with excitement.
We know!
Everyone said together, laughing.
"What else, bud? Molly, what do you think we should do first?"
Mad Tea Party. I want to ride the teacups," said Molly, grinning.
"Yeah, first I want to spin around really fast, and then I want to meet Buzz Lightyear, and then I'll be a Space Ranger and fight Zurg!"
Mom laughed. When I was a kid, my favorite was Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
"Oh, what's that one like?" Mason asked. "Do you fly like the movie?"
"You do," said Mom. "I remember it being pretty high, but we'll have to see. We weren't much bigger than you the last time we came here." Molly imagined riding a big elephant into the air, the wind rushing by, plucking out her loose tooth, and dropping it among all the hay and animals of Dumbo's circus. What would she put under her pillow then? "Oh, give that wiggling a rest, honey," Mom said, pulling Molly's hand from her mouth. "What about you? What else do you want to see, sweetheart?"
"I want to see everything. There's the princesses and the parade and Cinderella Castle. I guess really Cinderella Castle most of all. I've seen it in pictures so many times, I can't wait to look at it in real life."
"Well," said Dad, turning Molly around to look out of the monorail window. "You can start right now."
Molly gasped. There, on the horizon, was Cinderella Castle. It was straight out of a fairy tale, with soaring spires in white and blue and gold accents that sparkled in the sunlight. She only got a quick glimpse before the monorail turned a few more times, but even that quick glimpse took Molly's breath away. It was so beautiful. And then, before she even had time to process what she'd just seen, the monorail stopped and the voice overhead announced that they were there. They had finally arrived at Magic Kingdom Park.
"Everybody ready?"
Mom asked, standing up and taking Molly's hand.
Yes!
Yeah!
Molly and Mason chorused, and they beamed at each other with excitement. Molly trailed behind her mother as they disembarked the monorail, rocking her front tooth with her tongue.
Mom, are you sure the Tooth Fairy can find us at the resort?
She asked. The nervous butterflies were back, tickling her belly with their fluttery wings.
Like I told you earlier, and on the plane, and this morning, and last night, Mom said, smiling in an extra patient mom way, the Tooth Fairy can find you anywhere. Don't worry about your tooth, Molly. Just have fun.
Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go,
cried Mason, pulling on Dad's arm excitedly.
Let's find Buzz!
Together, they made their way through a whirlwind of smiling faces and colorful sights, passed through the entrance, and then they were in the park and standing on Main Street, USA. Molly gasped, and even Mason was quiet for a second. There were people with smiling faces and Mickey Mouse ears everywhere. There were colorful stores full of colorful things, princess dresses and tiaras, magic wands and soft plush dolls, and it all had Molly smiling so wide her cheeks hurt. And there, at the end of the street, was Cinderella Castle. It was even more amazing up close. So many soaring towers and blue-capped peaks. Seeing it in person felt like seeing a celebrity. Molly marveled at its bigness and majesty and took several deep breaths, trying to inhale some of the castle's magic. Molly could just imagine Cinderella and Prince Charming inside, having Rapunzel and Ariel for a tea party. Of course, Molly was invited as well, and they all had a lovely time talking about different witches and fairies and dragons and woodland creature friends. She couldn't wait to get inside and check it out. The sweet, salty scents of chocolate and popcorn wafting in the air reached Molly's nose, and her belly gave a roller coaster rumble. Dad noticed and smiled at her knowingly.
"What do you say we get something quick to eat before the attractions?" he said. "It's been a while since those muffins."
They all agreed and searched around for something that looked good. Molly saw another kid with a giant spiral lollipop of twisted rainbow colors that looked delicious, but she knew it would be too hard to bite into with her loose tooth. Instead, she opted for a giant Mickey Mouse-shaped Rice Krispie treat with the ears covered in chocolate and sprinkles. Normally, she didn't get to eat sweets this early in the day, but this was a special occasion. She ate half of the sticky dessert and then tucked the rest into her mom's bag for later, eager to get going.
"All right, now which way do we go first?" Mom said. Or at least, that's what she tried to say. She hadn't gotten past the first word when Mason jumped in front of them, stretching his t-shirt so they could all see.
"Buzz Lightyear!" he yelled. "To infinity and beyond!"
That settled that. The mad tea party would have to wait. They went on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin first and blasted evil Emperor Zurg's robot army. Mason was so excited to finally be a real Space Ranger that he kept making laser noises with his mouth, even once the attraction was over. After that, it was the mad tea party. Molly picked a purple teacup covered in stars to sit in, and they spun so fast all the pretty pastel colors blended together in a swirling, giggling blur. After that attraction, it was time for the Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade, and it was very important that they find a good place to stand and watch so they wouldn't miss any favorite characters.
"I think this is a good spot,"
Molly called out from a corner, and she was right. It had a great view. Molly saw so many great characters, and Olaf the Snowman even waved to her. When Flynn Rider came around riding a swinging hammer, Mason yelled himself hoarse from up on their dad's shoulders. Mom and Dad had fun singing along to all the songs in their enthusiastic but off-key singing voices, and everyone gasped with excitement when the dragon from Sleeping Beauty breathed real fire. Next, it was the Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid attraction. Molly was a little nervous when their clamshell boat went into the dark tunnel, but then it was all bright fish and Ariel and Prince Eric, and she loved it. After that, it was Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin again at her brother's demand, then Dumbo the Flying Elephant, and finally they ended up at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where Molly had an appointment to get a royal transformation, complete with hairstyling and nail polish, so she could look just like the princesses she was going to meet at Princess Fairy Tale Hall. She even got to pick out a dress just like Cinderella's as an early birthday present.
"How does it fit?" Mom asked, pulling at the sleeves.
"I love it," Molly said, looking down at the flowing fabric, all blue to match the castle's magical towers. "It's so pretty."
"It really is," Mom agreed, guiding her over. "Here, come look in the mirror."
Molly went with her mother over to the mirror and gasped. The dress was so beautiful, so blue, so flowy, and so pretty. She could just see herself meeting the princesses and fitting right in.
"Oh, are you new here?" they'd ask. "You're a guest? Why, you just have that royal feel about you. We'll have to get you a fairy godmother."
She smiled wide at her imagination and then froze. Her tooth, the wiggly one right in the front, it was gone.
"Mom," she said in disbelief. How had she not noticed it fall out?
She'd been having such a good time riding all the attractions and seeing all the characters in the parade that she hadn't thought about her loose tooth in hours.
"Mom,"
she tried again, but her mom was talking to a cast member and didn't hear her.
"Mom!"
It came out louder than she meant it to that last time, and her voice cracked with tears.
Her tooth was gone. She had lost it, lost her front tooth. What was she supposed to put under her pillow?
"Molly," Mom said, coming to her side.
"What do you need?"
Molly tried to answer, but when she thought of her front tooth, lost and alone in the world, she started to cry.
"Honey, what's wrong?"
Molly took a deep breath, but the words got tangled in her mouth and she wasn't able to get them out straight. Instead, tears rolling down her cheeks, she turned and smiled at her mom, revealing the big blank spot where her front tooth had made its home for oh so many years.
"Oh, sweetie, your tooth," Mom said, breathing a sigh of relief that it wasn't something more serious.
I lost it.
"It's okay. It's good to lose baby teeth. And look, your new one is already starting to come in."
"No, I lost it.
Mom's eyes got wide, understanding. "Oh, here in the boutique?"
Mom started scanning the floor around them, looking for a misplaced incisor.
"I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. I just now looked in the mirror and noticed it was gone."
"Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what we can do about it now. Do you think maybe we should just go meet Cinderella like we planned?"
Molly looked up at her mom and shook her head. Her tooth was missing. She was in no mood to meet a princess.
"I need to find my tooth."
Mom looked at her and sighed.
"Honey, it's a big park. I really don't know. We need to save time to see the princesses still."
The butterflies in Molly's stomach were back, but they had grown, and her belly was filled with what felt like giant, flipping Tinkerbells. She imagined her lost tooth, alone in the cold and rain, abandoned, waiting for her to come and find it.
"Molly?"
Molly nodded and took a deep breath. Then she looked down at her dress, her princess dress. What would have happened if any of her favorite princesses had given up when things got hard? She thought of all the hurdles Cinderella and Elsa and Anna and Rapunzel had faced in their stories. If they hadn't worked hard, they wouldn't have had their happy endings. If they could do all that, surely Molly could figure out a lost tooth.
"I'm going to find it."
Her mother tried to argue, but Molly was insistent. In the end, she convinced the rest of the family to help. First, they headed back to their corner on Main Street, USA, where they had stopped to watch the Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade roll through the park. Molly scoured the ground, peeking in every corner and examining every possible nook and cranny, but it wasn't there. No one had seen it at Dumbo the Flying Elephant either. She thought of Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid. What if her tooth had somehow flown out and landed in one of the giant clamshells? She half expected it to be sitting there, waiting for her, like some strange pearl. Or maybe it was at Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Molly thought of all the robots she'd blasted on the attraction. What if one of the blasts had somehow gone rogue and her tooth had flown out there?
"It's getting pretty late, honey," Mom said, frowning at her watch. We really need to get over to Cinderella Castle soon if you want to meet the princesses. We can't check everywhere. There's just not enough time.
We can go check at Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin,
Mason said, obviously hoping that he'd get to ride the attraction again. Mom and Dad exchanged a look. If Dad and Mason go check there, will you feel better and be ready to meet the princesses? Molly's brow furrowed.
Yes, except let's also check one more place. I have a feeling it might have fallen out in my teacup this morning. Can we just go look there and then go to Fairy Tale Hall, please?
Mom looked at Molly's anxious face, again at her watch, and then agreed. They asked the cast member in charge, but no one at the Mad Tea Party had found a tooth. As they waited in line to get on and check for themselves, Molly remembered the flip-flop belly feeling she had felt when she rode on the spinning teacups earlier. Had her tooth fallen out then? What if it had flown out of her mouth and cracked one of the teacups, like Chip from Beauty and the Beast? But of course, all the teacups were in one piece, not a chipped rim in sight. When it was their turn, Molly made a beeline for the teacup they had ridden in that morning, purple with stars on it. She waited for the last people to get off and then jumped into the teacup, sure she would find it. A minute later, she had searched the teacup three times and was still empty-handed. Molly was starting to lose hope. She felt her mother touch her gently on the shoulder. "Come on, honey," she said softly. "I think it's time to stop worrying about your tooth. Let's just go meet the princesses, yeah?" Molly agreed, the butterflies boiling in her belly. She was so excited to meet the princesses, but she couldn't help but cry a little. She imagined her lost tooth again, calling out for her from deep inside of some trash can, and the tears stung at the corners of her eyes. Mom led them across the park to Princess Fairy Tale Hall. Miserable, Molly got in line behind her. Tears were drying on her cheeks, and the empty spot in her mouth felt so big the entire castle would fit inside. "Hey, are you okay?" Molly turned. It was one of the girls behind her in line, and she was smiling at Molly. "Yeah, I just lost my tooth earlier."
Oh, said one of the other girls. "I lost mine last week, look."
She grabbed her cheek and stretched it, showing a big gap.
"Which did you lose?"
Molly gave them a shy smile, showing her missing tooth.
"Whoa, cool, your front tooth."
"Yeah, I guess so."
"You're sad about it?" asked the second girl.
"Yeah," Molly said. "I guess it's silly, but I just keep imagining my tooth all alone or scooped up into a barrel like trash."
"No way," said the first girl. "I'd love to be lost here. Your tooth is probably making dinner for Belle with Lumiere and Cogsworth." "Oh," said the other. "I bet it's pretending to be a chip of ice and it's hiding on Elsa's dress."
Molly laughed, imagining it. "I bet it got eaten by Heihei from Moana.
Or used in some spell by Maleficent."
"Or maybe," Molly said, smiling in spite of herself.
"Maybe Tinkerbell took it to make into pixie dust. She's probably cousins with the Tooth Fairy."
The girls all laughed and started pitching more ideas. By the time it was Molly's turn to meet the princesses, they had taken her lost tooth on a dozen adventures, and she was feeling a lot better. So much better that when she got her picture taken with Cinderella, she smiled from ear to ear, not minding the gap one little bit. Molly left Princess Fairy Tale Hall on a cloud. She had met everyone she wanted to, and every princess had been so friendly and kind. She almost couldn't believe she had been so worked up just a little while ago. After the amazing day she'd had, what was one lost tooth? It didn't seem like such a big deal anymore. The butterflies in her belly had all flown away with the beautiful evening fireworks show. She felt better. Even her appetite was back.
"Mom," she asked, "do we have anything to eat?"
"Sure, honey, let me look," Mom said, rustling through their bags and coming out with a little box. "You want the rest of your Mickey Rice Krispie treat?"
"Yes,"
Molly said. She had forgotten all about it, and her mouth watered thinking of the sticky, sugary goodness. She took the box and settled back into her seat. A sweet ending to a sweet day. What could be better? She opened the box, and there, stuck in the chewy marshmallow, was her tooth. She had never lost it at all. Molly couldn't help it. All that worrying, all that running back and forth, and it had been in her mom's bag the whole time. She started to laugh. Just a little at first, but then harder and harder until she was rocking back and forth just like her tooth had done that morning.
"What's so funny?" Dad asked,
and then Molly showed them all the Rice Krispie treat with her big front tooth still stuck in the chocolate ear. They all looked for a second, and then they started laughing too. They laughed the whole monorail ride back to the resort. That night, Molly slept sweetly. Happy memories of the day running through her head, and tooth tucked snugly underneath her pillow. The end. Today's story, Wiggly in Walt Disney World, was an original story co-written for you by Daniel Hines and me, Amanda Weldon. Want to experience the magic of Magic Kingdom Park like Molly and her family? Watch your child's favorite stories come to life at Walt Disney World Resort, where the magic comes to life. Visit www.disneyworld.com/preschool to learn more. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.